Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
That's a pretty sure play. I like the play call here. Everything is there except the catching of the football, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Saquon for that, man. I'm not mad. I mean, you should have ran the ball. You should have ran the ball, but I'm not mad at him for dropping it.
Well, I'm not happy he dropped it either.
No,
I mean,
I'm not excited that he dropped it. But, you know, I had some friends from Atlanta. They called me last night. I was like, oh, your fan base is going to kill Saquon for dropping that pass. They're idiots. I'm like, man, nobody's going to kill him for that.
Well, oh, Kyle did blame him. I mean, here's what, you know,
seriously?
Well, he dropped the pass to end the game.
He didn't execute it. But it was, the play call was sound.
So, well, no, I don't think it was. I mean, it was a bad decision. There's different elements to this, and we'll get to all your reacts here. 215-592-9049 for the call. If we're just judging it by, like, the design and the call, it worked, right? It got him open.
Yeah, yeah. Strictly the call.
The call was fine. The decision to pass, I believe, was faulty, especially when you factor in that they didn't then go for it on fourth down. If you're going to go for the third down pass, you got to go for the fourth down. And also the Saquon thing, does anyone know, do the Eagles know he's dropped more passes than any running back in the NFL the last 4 years?
What did analytics tell them in that situation?
Well, I don't care what the analytics tell them.
Well, I think that's why they ran it, Joe.
Yeah, but guess what? Sometimes you got to use your eyes. And Sirianni doesn't use his eyes.
No, I mean, I feel you.
First quarter of the game, when they went instead of going for the field goal, right, early in the game, they're in the red zone. They don't have A.J. Brown. Your best receiver is my weight at 160. Okay, he's not a red zone target, Devontae Smith, it's difficult for him, more difficult than it would be if you have AJ in the field. They didn't go for the field goal then, so that's a dumb decision. Okay, and then you go to the fourth quarter, and you throw into a guy that drops more balls than any running back. Saquon's not a very good receiving back. He is a tremendous player, but he has a lot of drops. It's not a sound decision by any stretch. Let's hear Sirianni after the game. Why? Why did they throw the football on the 3rd and 3?
What was your thought process on the 3rd and 3 call on the pass? And on that play, is there a mechanism where Jalen just sits down, takes a sack, if that's not wide open?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside, and it didn't work.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, it didn't work. They got baited into it. They got baited into throwing the football when there was no reason to throw it there. Saquon Barkley, he had the drop. Kyle did blame him, and I'm sure he won't be the only one today. Here's Saquon after the game on the drop.
Dropped the ball. Let my team down today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch, game over. Relax. Went back to my old habits, and just got to go back, get back to work.
Were you surprised about the play call? Did you expect a running play or...
No. Once I knew it, I thought it was a great play call. I just got to make the catch.
Well, he does have to make the catch. Unfortunately, he did not. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. What's up?
Oh, my God. It was a...
You all right? Take your time. Take your time,
yeah,
Larry.
We all got to take a deep breath today.
Take a deep breath, man. Larry. Gather your thoughts and then, you know, holler at us.
What do you got for us?
What you got?
All right. It was a horrendous loss. Like, this might have been, like, coming into the season, you know, the first two games, you're supposed to make a statement with the offense and the weapons that you had and then the team that you built. And to get in the game, you know, the first drive down the field, Nick Sirianni is a bonehead. Like, you you pass the ball on the fourth and three when you have a running back who's getting 9+ yards a carry on the first drive, and you want to throw the ball in the end zone. Run the ball. You or kick the field goal. Like, you, if I was pissed off in his decision making, on, you know, I get you want to be aggressive. You want to start, you want to make a stay, you want to be aggressive. But run the ball. You have a weapon that is primarily unstoppable on the ground, and you want to throw the ball when it's not time to throw the ball. I think he just needs to be at home with his headset on, watching the game, and doing it from there. Should not be on the sideline.
So we want Sirianni at home for the next game? Just keep him home?
Keep him home for all season. Huh. Like he's a bonehead who makes dumb decisions when you want to pass the ball when it's not time to pass the ball. You want to run the ball when it's, you know, and you know he needs to do something else besides what he's doing.
Well, this is, I mean, unfortunately, Larry, he's the head coach of the team, and Larry, we appreciate the phone call. He's not going to be home unless they fire him. He's going to be on the sidelines. He doesn't have any responsibility, offense or defense. His job is to get the players ready, prepared, right? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
They did have 9 penalties last night and again lost the turnover battle. And his second job is the in-game decisions. This is all his job is here is to do, is to keep this thing on the track during the game. We can't come on here and talk about Sirianni affecting the game in a negative way. That's his only job. And he failed at it last night. Even with the defense, how bad it was. And it stinks and it's not a luxury. They could have won, even with no A.J. Brown. They should have won. All they had to do was finish the last drive. All they had to do, I just want him to decide, am I aggressive, am I conservative, Hugh? And last night, he was back and forth.
It was all over the place. I mean, and you know, you can ask that question legitimately because of the beginning of the game when, you know, you had an opportunity to take the 3 points.
Yep.
You didn't take them. And we're sitting there and we're wondering, like, sometimes – The easiest thing to do is the most obvious. I mean, and I understand where you're coming from, Joe, because we kind of went through this morning. Man, run the football, man. I mean, I understand we are in a situation where, you know, we have a little bit older back and we're concerned about his health. But listen, hey, that man, how much money are we giving? We can't work. We don't have the luxury right now with our defense in the position that they're in right now. We don't have the luxury to be playing chess. These are straight checker moves, these first couple games of the season.
Yeah, they have been checker moves.
And I know, listen, I know I've been on here and I always talk about playing chess and not checkers and all this other stuff. Last night, we should have played checkers. Because last night, we should have, instead of trying to be cute and distribute the ball around and talking about we should have did this, that, man, run the ball down their throat. They couldn't stop it. Just like we couldn't stop the run. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I understand that, you know, in situations where, you know, you want to be, analytics tells you to do this, that, and the third and all this. Nah, bruh, run the ball. Run the ball. Give the ball to Saquon. Give the ball to the other backs. Just keep the ball on the ground. Keep that defense off the field. And people are mad this morning talking about how bad this defense sucks. This defense is exactly what I thought it would be.
It's worse.
No, it's exactly what I thought
it would
be.
It's so bad.
That's the worst yards per play allowed in the league.
Let me tell you what happened last night, which I tried to tell you was going to happen. This team is not good against the run. They're not even good at setting the edges. They can't even stop. Everything that you see the Falcons did last night, it was perimeter runs. They ran to the perimeter because neither end, I ain't seen an end set an edge in 2 weeks. Hell, they ain't set no edge so much that I feel like I need to be cussed out because I used to play the position and I know what I'm supposed to do. At 53 years old, I'm looking like, damn, I'm looking around. I got PTSD because I'm like, damn, set the edge. Hell, I'm not out there. But you get what I'm saying? They're not playing sound defense, but you keep rolling them out there. You keep running these old stupid-ass plays on offense and you keep running them out there instead of protecting your defense and running the football.
But they did run a lot.
Ran a lot. You need to run more.
But how much can you run?
You need to run more.
I think they ran yesterday between Hurts and Gainwell.
No, because they had, like, between
Barkley,
the two of
37
them.
37 rushes.
Like, Barkley had 95 yards rushing for, like, 22 carries, and Jalen had, like, 15 or something. But still.
But at some point, doesn't the defense have to figure it out?
Man, listen, they ain't figured it out yet.
Why not? They have allowed in two games. This is going to sound made up. I'm not making this up. They've allowed 10 rushes of at least 14 yards. It's by far the most in the NFL. They can't stop anybody.
You know what it is, and I understand what you're saying, Joe, and it's like how much is too much, because when you look at the rushes, they had 37 rushes. They had 37 rushes, like, between Jalen, Kenny Gainwell, and Saquon. They needed more. They needed more because you got nothing from your defense. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's sad that it is. But, you know, we're willing to run BG old ass out there and play him to death, but we're not willing to do that for the running back who's a lot younger. I mean, hell, this is the situation that we're in. This is the situation that we've been put in. Hell, BG, like I said earlier, the oldest cat on the field was the first person to get to the quarterback. If I'm a young defensive player, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. Because this old-ass man who's on his, and no disrespect to BG, I'm just making a point, this older veteran player, this revered player, is the only cat out there that's putting pressure on the quarterback, and you got two young Thundercats out there that got blazing speed and youth on their side, can't get nowhere close to the damn quarterback. That's embarrassing.
Well, it didn't. The whole defense
that's
is embarrassing. I mean, Thomas Booker's making more plays than Carter and Davis. Thomas Booker.
And how the hell you tired? Like, I saw guys out there with their hands. How the hell you tired in week two? What are you doing at practice every day? Like, I'm sitting there talking to Seth, and we're, you know, two old-ass guys that used to play the game that realized that, you know, just, like, it's a country club now. Let's just call it what it is. It's a country club living. You know, you can wear flip-flops and sandals to practice now and get work done. You need to do everything. You're making too much damn money to ever allow yourself to be tired on a football field. You just are. Hell, get on the treadmill. Do cardio after work. If you know you're going to play, it's a good chance that you might be in games like this. Let me tell you what I do know for a fact. It's going to be another game like this weekend if you don't get your head out your ass. Like, seriously. The Saints see that film. They look at that film against the Green Bay Packers. And they're going to look at that film against Atlanta Falcons. You know what I'm saying? You know what Alvin Kamara going to do? Ooh. Whoever has Alvin Kamara on their fantasy football team, you put him in the lineup. If he was on the bench, put him in the lineup. Because he's about to go off this weekend.
Yeah, he might go for 150 against this defense. I mean, and at some point, I know you were talking about tired, conditioning, you know, and like just finding some guile deep down.
Find some pride.
Yeah, but at some point, that's important. They might just not be good. I mean, we have to acknowledge this. Nolan Smith might suck. I mean, if we opened our eyes to this, he can't play. Bryce Huff can't play. Jordan Davis, I've been waiting for 3 years. He might not be able to play. And Jalen Carter, like, we went a little too far on the next Warren Sapp thing. Make a play. Make a play. Kirk Cousins can't move in the pocket, and he's standing back there just waiting and waiting and waiting. And the guys are coming open in the secondary because they can't cover either. I mean, like, they've got a problem, and that's why I go back to the coach. I'm not blaming Nick Sirianni for the defense. He has no control over that. That's Howie. That's Fangio. But he gave Kirk Cousins extra time, and then instead of going for the fourth down to end the game with his offense and his expensive quarterback, he kicked a field goal. Like, he did everything wrong there. You have to get the first down, or you have to run clock. You can't not run clock and not get a first down. It makes no sense. Lamar's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lamar.
Oh, man, gosh, where do I get started? Hey, Joe and Hugh, that was awful. And I want to say one thing. Like, this is the earliest I've ever checked out of a season. And they may say it's a stretch, but for 20 years now, he was...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Since you've been playing, we've been watching this team do nothing to replace Jim Johnson. It don't matter what you do on the offense. The defense is so bad because they've got one philosophy. That philosophy is play stick defense. Hugh, you watch college football. Joe, you watch college football. We have some of the best talent that has came out of college the last 5 or 6 years. You mean to tell me all these guys became brain dead when they got to the NFL?
Well, Lamar, I don't think so. But I do have a question that I've just been wondering. It's not just to you. It's just I've just wondered to myself. Lamar, with all these Georgia kids, I have started to wonder if they were all B players, all together on the same defense, and they together were an A unit, and they're not that great of prospects. That we got duped, that how we got duped, that they were 11 B to B plus college players, all playing together every Sunday against maybe 3 or 4 legitimate NFL players every week, and they looked better than they individually are. Because none of them, except for Carter the first half last year, looked that good.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think that Jalen Ramsey is the A1 cornerback?
Well, not anymore, but he used to be.
Yeah. But did you hear what Jalen Ramsey said about Vic Fangio? To me, Vic Fangio is the leader of all these little mini-me's we've had the last 5 or 6 years.
He believes
in the sticks. He's the leader of them. So last night, what I've seen you had times where they only rushed 3 guys. You rush 3 guys and you got 8 guys in coverage. A receiver just found a soft spot in the coverage, caught the ball. But if you notice who they rush, it was time they rushed Nolan Smith. You can't rush two linebackers that are 200 pounds off the edge and one defensive tackle and then ask, why ain't you getting pressure with 5 400-pound linemen?
Well, that's not going to work. Not Lamar, I get it. And Lamar's going back to the style of defense that they play. They played it with Fangio now. They played it with Desai last year. But did we forget this worked with Jonathan Gannon when they had good players? Kyle, when they had good players on this defense, the scheme, we could pick things apart in the sticks defense, but like when they had Hassan Reddick in his prime and they had Javon Hargrave and they had a better version of Josh Sweat and they had Fletcher Cox and they had TJ Edwards and they had a younger Darius Slay, this thing worked. It wasn't the scheme. They don't have good players.
Everybody complained about the sticks defense and the 10 yards off and stuff, but they set the franchise sack record that year because they had guys that could actually get close to the quarterback.
Guys that had that want to, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Players.
Like, guys, I'm watching the film right now, guys on the ground, guys on the back, guys getting pushed around. Like, that, to me, I hear what you're saying about the talent. To me, that's more pride than anything. Like, that's pride. And like I told you, like when Jim Johnson was here, and I hate to invoke the ghost of the past and God rest his soul and stuff. It was a different era, man. And you know, I was sitting here talking to Seth. When you play defense, especially playing defense here, it was different because you thought about all the other guys that came before you. You know what I mean? And you thought about how prideful it was to be a part of a Philadelphia defense. I remember my first time coming to the stadium, and he was hurt. Andy Harmon, he was here the year before I got here, and he was done. Like, Andy Harmon was that dude. Like, people loved Andy Harmon because he played tough and he was a hardcore. He's not one of the names that you would readily remember, but the reason why I'm bringing him up because he was a guy that played tough. He played hardcore, and people like that about him. This defense right now, man, they're okay with being pushed around. They're okay with being on their back. They're okay with guys running them over. It's pathetic to see. It really is.
Pathetic is the right word. 215.
Got all these grown-ass men out there. It's pathetic.
It's pathetic. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for last night's loss? It's Sirianni for me. He was on coaching overall. The defense was awful. The play calling, not good. And, of course, the Saquon drop. I mean, you know, we did a meme on Nelson Agholor for years when he dropped a pass. That Saquon drop was terrible. I mean, he knows it. And I'm not saying he lost him the game, but he catches that ball, things are different. Chris in Middletown, what's up, Chris?
Happy ugly day, man.
It is an ugly. That went from they're about to be 2-0 to man, this thing got ugly fast in a very short period of time. What are you feeling, Chris?
Dude, here's what I feel. I watched that game with extreme confidence the entire time. I knew it was a tight game, but I felt good. I felt like we had control of the game. Felt like it was going to be a good outcome. And literally in the last minute and a half, I just got punched right in the stomach and was like, what the hell did I just watch? And you know who I blame? Howie. I blame Howie. This is Howie's team. Howie put the milk carton of players together. He brought in Huff. He's the one that drafted Nolan Smith. He's the one that brought in and drafted Jordan Davis. He's brought in all these bums on defense that cannot find the quarterback. They don't even know who he is. I watched Jalen Smith multiple times get knocked on his keister. I mean, you?
Yes, sir.
Out of respect for your brother, you're saying he doesn't have any fight? Dude, these dogs, you, I need you to go down there and straighten these men out. I don't know what is going on. They have no fight. And you, Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry, sir. You were correct yesterday. You were 100% correct with what you said. I mean, these guys have no heart. They're a bunch of tin men out there. It is disgusting to watch them. And no play, Slay. No play, Slay. Where the hell were you on that go-ahead touchdown? You didn't have the inside leverage. You had outside, and you bit inside and left Drake London wide.
He admitted that, though. He did admit that because he said he was too busy looking at the quarterback, and he let Drake get out. Yeah, he admitted that. I mean, hell, this is a bad play. But at least he, like Slade, at least he did admit it.
Oh, that makes me feel better?
Well, I mean, it's a start because you remember last year, he didn't admit stuff like that. I mean, it's commendable.
Maybe he's starting to cheat with his eyes because he can't cover anymore. Have we thought about that?
Yeah, and when you start at rock bottom, I guess, you know, any little thing is better than what you did last year.
You got to take positives out of games like this.
Out of positives, Chris, last night?
Absolutely not.
That's an old-timer, Hugh.
I know I'm being heavy-handed, but it's out of love. I think they could get better. They need
on defense?
Yes, I think they need to have some tough. They need to have some tough conversations.
All right, you said they could get better. Other than Jalen Carter, are we sure anybody else is really that good right now?
I think they can. I think
who's good? Who's good at what they do?
I feel a little uncomfortable, Joe.
I'm about to stand up. I just want an answer because everyone keeps telling me they could get better.
Joe, I feel
Nolan Smith. Can he play right now? The answer is no.
He got some speed.
He got speed. Rocked by a running back. I got Bryce Huff getting blocked by a tight end. Jordan Bryce Davis is just there. He's just taking up space.
He needs to get in better shape.
N'Kobe Dean, everyone tells me, well, he's good against the run, Joe. Teams are averaging seven yards a carry.
It's not considered being good against the run.
I'm just not sure any player on this defense is that good.
Positive yards down the field.
It's not good. And then I got a head coach who has no idea what he's doing in late game situations. I mean, he's just situationally, he's just making it up as he goes along.
They got to play better.
20,
up front, though.
Hit. 18, hold. Like, what game are we playing here, Nick? I can't do it anymore. Kevin, what's up, man? Losing it.
Was that a gambling analogy? 18, yeah, hit, 20,
hold. It was black.
Hold.
It was black. Come on, blackjack. You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm upset. Kevin, go ahead. Sorry.
In the second quarter last night, I had three different people text me, who would you rather have as your quarterback, Kirk Cousins or Jalen Hurts? I mean, it's amazing. Kirk Cousins is 7-5 against us. And while I agree with everything you said, Jalen Hurts as the quarterback last night, the number one paid player on our team, how does he get a pass? Six straight games with an interception before I get to Fangio. Six consecutive games. We walked off the field with a timeout. He makes a horrible play.
His arm got hit, dog. His arm got hit.
I don't know if it did.
Come on, man.
No, it didn't.
Out of all the people you want to blame, you're going to jail.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on a second.
I get it.
I mean, all they need is 15 yards for a field goal, and it throws a pick.
You're right. And you know what? Correct. It's funny.
It's a Seattle game all over again.
Yeah, he had other options. He went to go.
Yeah, we had 7 points at halftime. 7 points, and that's not a good football team we played after 11 days of preparation. That's the best we've got, and I don't care about A.J. Brown not being on the field. We had the two best players on offense on the field.
Britton Covey and who?
And we had 7 points.
Britton Covey.
I agree with you. Why is he throwing him the ball?
Britton Covey has these catches.
Kevin, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, he's not wrong. Hurts throwing the pick there. Hurts getting a little past today.
He is. Because outside of that, he had a pretty decent game. He got a decent game running the ball. And I'm not laying blame there. I'm more mad at the offensive coordinator for putting that bad defense in the position that you put in. You know we bad. But you ever seen the movie Devil in a Blue Dress?
No, I haven't.
There's a character like that Don Cheadle played, and it was Denzel Washington. And it was his cousin. And every time he left somebody with his cousin, they ended up dead. So Don Cheadle asked him, like, hell, if you didn't want him dead, why are you leaving with me? It's kind of the same thing with this defense. Devil in a Blue Dress. This defense, why? If you don't want him to score, why you put us in position to help make him score?
You don't want us to die, why are you putting the defense on the field?
It was you got to watch it, man. It was a good movie. It was a good movie because it was like he brought his cousin up from down south. He's like, if you ain't what he did, why you leave with me?
So you're saying when the defense in the field were as good as dead?
Yeah.
And that makes me feel better?
Well, it should, especially if you got it in a tight game. Mm.
All right, 215-592-9494.
I tried.
I know you tried. We'll come back. Your phone calls. What hit you from the loss last night? Your calls next segment. Merrill will react with us at 11. Plus, when we come back, Sirianni already getting a bit testy at his press conference. That's next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Guys, I have a confession to make, one that I and many of you have to make. Hair's thinning. My hair's thinning. Your hair's thinning. Hugh's hair's thin a long time ago. And listen, it happens to all of us. You know what I did? I visited my friend, Dr. Rafi. And he gave me hope. Look, everyone loses hair as we age, and our hair loss won't stop until we stop it. I'm not talking about those over-the-counter shampoos and supplements, because if you use them, you know they're not a permanent answer. Looks matter. If you're newly single, have a wedding or a job interview coming up, trying to land more clients, or just want to look the way you remember, you don't need to suffer anymore, because Dr. Rafi and his team at Precision Hair Restoration will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge Artist Robotic or Neograft FUE technology or the non-surgical Almatet. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-910-00, the 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back, or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.